Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hour number three, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. I have not yet checked in with Rob Ninkovich today just to see if he found it comfortable sleeping in his car last night.
Yeah, he's probably in timeout.
When it was 4 degrees.
Yeah, he's... we may not see him for a while.
He might be in timeout.
Yeah, not great.
I would have certainly received some sort of
punishment.
Notice.
Yeah.
Some sort of, you know, verbal reprimand, perhaps.
I think so.
Wouldn't have. I, of course, would have stood up for myself and ended that right there and now.
Would you?
No.
No, I don't think so either.
No, not at all.
Not
I've been married
even
as long as I have for a reason.
That's right.
No, you're going
my
on
wife.
And on
I wish
it.
She was dead.
Yeah, see? Know your role. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We've got noon 30 coming up at the bottom of the hour. We've been talking, obviously, about, you know, the Tom Brady, New England Patriots hatred. And by the way, it's just ramping up this week. You get to next week, it's going into overdrive.
Yeah, but it sounds sillier and sillier. It just does. And, you know, we've been at the Super Bowls the last couple of years, and you hear all kinds of stuff, and people are trying to twist themselves into pretzels to say, well, it's not really Brady, it's Belichick, or, you know, Brady's been lucky in certain things, or look at some of these calls that he got, or whatever. And you're like, no, it's just, it's to the point where it's too overwhelming. Like, 9 Super Bowl trips? Like, what are you doing?
That Boston Sports Info site that I've told you about, they did a breakdown. The Patriots have won 13 or more games, counting regular season and postseason together.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
For an NFL record, 9 straight years.
I mean, just
9 straight
ridiculous.
Years they've won 13 or more games. The next best is 5.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even like comparable anymore.
No, I mean, that's the thing.
For
I
both
mean,
Belichick and Brady.
You know, Brady's going to appear in his 9th Super
yeah.
Bowl. The comparison purposes things now, I mean, you really do sound like a bit of a blithering idiot if you're trying to make the case. Well, you're like in the open, we had that guy. Well, did the Patriots earn that win? No, they didn't. No, you're right.
That was Wilbon, right? Wasn't that Wilbon
yeah,
that said
it was just
that?
Stupid.
How did they not earn the victory?
So you convert on 3 3rd-and-10s in overtime.
Right. Chiefs have a chance to make a stop. They did not.
Don't be afraid to mix one in now and then.
Could have had one. He had a lot of good opportunities there.
All the owners hate the Patriots. The commissioner hates the Patriots. The commissioner is in
Who
Kansas City
bring
rooting
a
against
better
the Patriots.
Number than the Patriots and Tom Brady. You know what the Los Angeles Rams better practice all week? When they cough, don't do it toward Brady. Put your hand over your mouth because you'll get 15.
You know,
you
let
can,
me just
you
tell
can
you
let
something.
This slide if you want.
Put your hand up if you
sneeze.
You
can let it slide if you want.
I think Tom Brady and the
Tom
Patriots
Brady's the greatest. We're not
great.
Questioning that.
Great.
That call, that game yesterday was an embarrassment.
Not to me.
And you are, and so in other words, the first game, because they didn't offend your sensibilities,
no.
The first game call you were rail against, but Tom Brady getting 15 for that.
That's a bad call.
It's
a second down.
A touchdown.
It's a second down. It's not a third down.
Tony.
Can we move on?
No.
Okay, you're going to keep saying it.
I don't really want to move on because I don't care about the Super Bowl. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Ugh.
The most effective thing the
Let me tell the producers. Let's kill the fifth story.
Kill that. We
let's
go
kill
right
that.
Back
We're
to
going,
this.
Yeah, forget the fifth story.
Don't care about the Super Bowl.
I mean,
my God.
You really do at this point sound a bit delusional. And he's not the only one,
it was
by the
a
way.
Bad call.
Yes.
The pass interference, or not pass interference, the roughing the passer, it was a bad call.
Yes.
It hit him in the shoulder. Was that fourth down?
No, it was
okay.
Second down.
All right. Do you don't think they could have picked up a third down?
Well, apparently they were able to do
off.
That.
They probably would have been better off on third down. They were picking up every single third down. That's just so dumb. And, you know, that was a bad call. It wasn't as bad as the call in the Saints-Rams game.
Or not even close.
And so to suggest that, you know, they didn't earn the victory is insane. Like, that's dumb. Now, those guys, and Wilbon even points out, like, they're not saying Brady's not the best. They're saying that he is. But they thought because that should not have been roughing the passer, he now doesn't care about the Super Bowl. I don't get it. Fine. Then don't care about, don't cover the Super Bowl. Don't talk about the Super Bowl. It's fine.
I think we'll see him next week.
Probably he's going to be there.
I'm going to guess
and
that
if
he
not,
is.
I think the world will still go around. We're going to be just fine.
You just, at this point, you sound, you either sound like a fool, and Wilbon sounds like a fool, or you sound like you are trolling people, and that's every time Max Kellerman opens his mouth.
Yeah, and I don't even know, I don't think he believes what
he's saying. He's just trolling.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. But I also think if the roles were reversed, I think it also just becomes, the Patriot fatigue thing is certainly real, and you can understand it. I mean, the Yankees for years, or Duke basketball, or whoever, that's just there constantly, you're going to get sick of them. So I understand why people are sick of the Patriots. But if the roles were reversed and the Chiefs got a big first down on their way to a win on a bad roughing the passer call, I don't think Wilbon is saying, I don't care about the Super Bowl.
Or their score that was led to because of a blatant pick play that wasn't called.
Oh, yeah, right.
That the Chiefs benefited from, and the official clearly you know what, we're just going to let that go.
Yeah, you let that one go, but that wouldn't have been brought up, at least by a lot of people, it would not have been brought up had the Chiefs gone on to win the game.
Let's give you a little more of the delusional Michael Wilbon.
Oh, the Patriots are great, and they got help. And it's not the first time. They got lots of help yesterday. And again, Tony, did the Patriots earn yesterday's win? No, they didn't. They've earned their place in NFL lore. Don't tell me if you brush. That's how hard Tom Brady got hit.
Don't roughing, hit my back. Don't get my rib.
I forgot.
That's the
You'll
side.
You'll be on the DL. And you know what? Brady got hit that hard, and it was a penalty. That's an embarrassment. Let me just say this.
The Patriots and 7 call.
Were gifted
right, that was
a victory
not a third
yesterday
down call,
because they scored
seven.
A touchdown on that possession in an overtime game. Tony, I was at an event that was as bad as this, and that was the Sacramento Kings game 6.
I knew you'd go there.
You know that your colleagues and your friends who covered that game think it was the most embarrassing moment in NBA modern history. This was every bit as embarrassing as the Saints win, because they didn't earn it. You're letting a great team off the hook.
I thought they earned it. I thought Brady was sensational.
They didn't earn anything.
They for sure earned it. Can you actually just play the very beginning again, if you have that ready to go? Because there was something that jumped out to me that was kind of interesting.
The Patriots are great, and they got help. And it's not the first time. They got lots of help yesterday.
Stop. They got lots of help yesterday. Allow me to list one example. Because they got lots of help.
Allow me to list one example
I can
think of.
He's so fixated on this isn't roughing the passer. You're right. We all agree with you. Name the next thing. Oh, you're just going to keep saying the same play over and over again. You're going to use different words to say that it shouldn't have been roughing the passer. Oh, they got lots of help. Name two plays. Name a second play. And I'm not even saying, maybe they did, but you got to at least name them. How ridiculous is it? You're going to let them get away with that? Like, oh yeah, they got so much. They didn't earn the win. Why? Because they got one call. Every single game, there are calls or non-calls that help a team or hurt a team, depending on which side you're on.
What would Wilbon say if I had said to him, what about the pick play that helped the Chiefs score?
Oh, the Patriots run pick plays all the time. That's what he would say.
It's all he'd have,
that's
right?
That's all he would have. And then you'd say, okay. But you can't say they got so much help and they didn't earn it. So they ran 94 offensive plays.
That was all.
And then there was another, 45 or whatever on the Chiefs. So you add up all those plays in the game, and he's saying it all came down to that one.
That's an embarrassment.
So they didn't earn it. They shut out the Chiefs in the first half. They got the ball in overtime. Those are the rules that everybody plays by, and they just marched it down the field and picked up so many third downs and scored a touchdown to win the game. So they absolutely earned it. So
did the Patriots earn yesterday's win? No.
Yes.
So if he wants to go back to that Sacramento game, and everybody points to that one, if you want to say, if what he's trying to say is that NFL
it's
games
fixed.
Are fixed.
Go do it.
Because
say it.
That's the point people make about that Sacramento game,
then.
Is that it was fixed.
Say it. Say they wanted Patriots-Rams. Say that that's what they wanted. At least go there. Like, you're like setting it up. Like, you're like getting it right there, comparing it to the Kings, and then just kind of leaving it there. And be like, I'm not interested in the Super Bowl. If you think it's fixed, that's a pretty big story. If you think the NFL is fixing games, that should probably be the first five little topics they have on the side of the screen.
Skip
there.
The fifth topic.
Yeah,
we're going right to the big one.
That one out
Wilbon
there.
Says the NFL is fixed.
NFL is a sham. It's WWE. Go ahead. Say it. Nope. Just going to sort of allude to the fact that it's like, it reminded me of the Kings game. Did it really?
The game that most people point to and saying the officials fixed the outcome of that game.
Yeah. But so that's apparently what happened here. I don't know.
He just said the other coaches and Roger Goodell all hate the Patriots. And then his point is that they fixed it for the Patriots to win?
Do you think they fixed the coin toss, too? Was it a double-headed? Ooh, a double-head. It was a double-headed coin.
They gave Matthew Slater the opportunity.
It was a double-headed coin! We didn't...
Ding, 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 ding,
Rossi, hello! You don't buy that?
No.
It was a double-headed coin.
Other than
the fact that you clearly had
the referee say, here's tails.
I didn't see it.
Here's
you?
Heads. Well, no, but the Kansas City player did.
I don't think so. I think he was probably just so in shock that they were going overtime. It was a double-headed coin. The league is in the bag for the Patriots. They've always helped out the Patriots. They've never taken first-round picks from the Patriots or fourth-round picks from the Patriots or millions of dollars from the Patriots. They've never done that. They've never suspended their quarterback for four games because the balls got light. That's never happened before.
He's talking out of both sides of his mouth. He says the commissioner hates the Patriots. Yeah. Okay, by the way, I happen to agree with him on that. And then he says fixed it for the Patriots to win.
Do you remember the last time we had Wilbon on our show?
Yeah.
Do you remember how that went?
It did not go very well.
He accused Rob Gronkowski of elbowing a black player. That's all you can say about
that. Which he actually did.
I understand he did. Okay, great. Is that why he did it?
No, see, that's
different.
Or is
it because that guy was cheap-shotting him all game and he had enough? That's why he was on the show last time.
You can let this slide if you want.
Last time. I don't know if he... Open invitation if he wants to join us Super Bowl week. Although he doesn't care about the Super Bowl.
Oh, no, he's probably not good. He's going to refuse to go.
We'll talk about the Kings game then.
Reggie's up in Maine. Hey, Reggie, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you, Reggie?
Hey, I got a cure to all this controversy about both games.
Good.
Really, we got a yellow flag, you know, for the players.
Yes,
you got a red flag so that the coaches can do the coaches challenge.
That's right.
Why not have a blue flag that a coach can have, and you get one per game, one per game.
Yeah, I like it. Oh, so it's sort of like, yeah,
you get to overturn that one referee call one time.
I like it. So now you have all the primary colors covered. Right, you have all three of the primary colors, and then you throw. So, who's responsible for the blue flag? Also, the head coach.
Yeah, of course. Why not?
He's gonna confuse the flags. Yeah, right. I think.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to throw. Yep. No, get it back.
That's gonna be tricky, I think, to figure all that out.
By the way,
blue flag.
This is a quick aside.
Yeah, do you like the blue flag idea?
No, okay. I think it's all dumb.
Right. Delay of brain.
Rossi had a delay of brain, not blowing him up sooner than he did.
Your face.
Sorry.
Rossi.
So. I have a beef with Belichick about this.
Uh-oh.
It's a small beef, but it's one that's always bugged me. Why does he keep the flag in his sock?
Because he knows where it is.
It's incredibly hard to get
he
to.
He knows where it is.
You see Sean Payton, he's got the flag in the back pocket.
Yeah.
I mean, if he needs it, boom, it's out. Well, I've seen Belichick try to...
He is going down there.
Out.
Keeps it in his sock. It's probably not where I would keep it.
Why would you keep it there?
I don't know. Because maybe he has, you know, like hard candies in his pockets. Doesn't want to throw those out there. Yeah, he's got gum.
Oh, no, my jujubes. Back here.
I'm going to have packs of gum and Jolly Ranchers. I don't know what he's got in his pockets. Could be anything.
Maybe
he's got nothing in your sock.
He might have special pants that don't have pockets.
No, that's true.
He's had special pants.
Well, we know
pants
he wears
made.
The hoodie. You think the flag, you go right there. But maybe he's got
I never understood
sheets.
The sock. And by the way, bad job by me. In those times when I was talking to him, I
should
have asked him why in the sock?
Why the sock? Then he would just snort and he'd say, where do you want me to put it?
He'd say, if I had a blue flag, I would keep that in my back pocket.
Yeah, that's true. You don't see a lot of coaches going sock, but hey.
Well, there you go.
It works.
James in Connecticut. Hey, James.
Yeah, hi. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. I was bringing up a point, and I don't know if anybody did, and I think you dabbled in it a little bit just a couple minutes ago. Yeah, one moment, honey.
Yeah.
My six-year-old daughter.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yes, honey.
She wants to be on the air. What does she have to say?
Okay. Oh, not that. Okay, baby. She did want me to talk about because she's very upset with the NFL.
I guess sounds it.
I don't blame her.
She, the gambling aspect, is that blatant of a missed call? I mean, how, you know, with the one with the Rams.
Yep.
Now, is it that obvious? Could it actually be investigated that there's some kind of gambling aspect on it? I mean... That's how ridiculous that non-call was.
It was such a bad call.
I actually understand the question, I don't think that... I mean, I haven't seen anything. Now, I love the one where, you know, this official, they all live outside of L.A. One guy used to play for them.
Yeah.
The Toronto Sun, by the way, the NFL has confirmed to the Toronto Sun that the officials from Sunday night's game in New Orleans had to change hotels after the game. The league told the Sun the officials were moved due to an abundance of caution.
Oh, my God.
But the Toronto Sun reports people were harassing the crew on the phone and in person. This reporter for the Toronto Sun reports that witnesses saw NFL security and at least one law enforcement officer help escort the crew from a bus to the front desk of their new hotel. The officials were initially staying in downtown New Orleans. They relocated to a suburban hotel after the game.
Yikes. Well, they did not do a great job of their jobs.
They did not.
No.
And, you know, you could, if you're a fan of the Saints, you could be running a little hot.
You maybe even try to sue the league or whatever the hell's going on down there right now. Not going to help you.
Probably isn't going to go anywhere.
Not going to help you out, no.
You know, if you're mad enough, you could try that.
Sure.
Eddie's on the cell phone. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, good afternoon. Keith, you hit on a few of the things I wanted to talk about.
But well done, Keith.
No doubt.
Listen to these people whining about Brady and how he didn't earn that game. Let me just tell you. As far as earning that game, they did earn it, and he earned it. If he didn't do anything else, he marched them down the field to win that game three different times. He went down once. I said, okay, great, the game's over. He did it again. I said, oh, great, the game's over. And then he did it in overtime. When he did it in overtime, he did it, and you already mentioned it, three times, first and 10. He went down the field. These people make me sick, and the thing that you were talking about is so true. And whereas every single game, every single champion, there is somewhere along the line that they got a call or a call that was missed. And if it didn't happen, things would not have unfolded the way they did. You could do this with every
single champion. Oh, yeah. The old butterfly effect every single time.
It just makes me sick to listen to these guys. Anyways, that's my take.
Thanks, Eddie.
I appreciate it.
I mean, to say they didn't earn it is just ridiculous. And it's,
well,
it's they came
we
back.
Said people are now delusional. Wilbon is delusional. He hates the Patriots. He hates Belichick. He hates Brady to such a degree. I'm not going to turn this into a real world thing.
Good.
But.
Yes, you are.
The certain former mayor of New York City sounds delusional with some of the things he's now saying.
In an attempt
to try to make an argument, to try to sustain an argument that isn't sustainable, he ends up sounding like some crazy old which way did they go George cartoon character. And that's what Wilbon sounds like.
In the fourth quarter alone, the Patriots came back from 21-17 and 28-24. And oh, by the way, in overtime, didn't you get the sense that if Kansas City got the ball, as good as the Patriots defense played during the game, if Kansas City got the ball, they were going to score. So that was a must touchdown situation in overtime. So all of those drives, and we're all going to grant you that they got the benefit of that roughing the passer call. That was not a good call. But that didn't keep every one of those drives alive. That didn't allow them to score all of those points. So to just say they didn't earn it is ridiculous. And it also makes the Chiefs look bad. It makes them look worse, too.
And it's not the first time. They got lots of help yesterday.
Give
us another one.
Name one other
just
example.
Give us one more.
Well,
okay.
You know, there was the roughing the passer.
And then there was the time Brady got hit.
Roughing the passer.
Remember on the shoulder. Hit him in the shoulder. And then there was the other time when.
That picked up a first down.
He didn't actually get hit, but they said he got hit.
No.
Get connected with Rich Keefe on Twitter at Keefe21. Now back to more of Dale and Keefe on Sports Radio WEEI.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now? Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy. Okay.
So screw you, Keefe.
Yeah. Right. Screw you.
Yes.
We don't need you. Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness.
I hate Rich Keefe's guts.
Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
My wife couldn't be more happy. To be rid of me for a weekend and she doesn't have to pay for it, what a dream. It's every wife's dream.
We estimated his life would last about 72 years, which is about 5 years less than average based on his frequent consumption of cheeseburgers.
I don't think you guys are funny at all.
Have you ever seen the two turds alike? We took them turds and we crammed them in between the number there, so that's 1, 32, 33, 30.
Well, right now it's noon turdy,
noon
Dale.
Turdy.
Noon turdy. Kiefer Madness time, Dale and Keefe, and we have a pretty good story that takes place out in California.
We'll be the judge of this.
It's a great story,
okay,
Dale. You can also be the judge at the end of this.
Okay.
But every once in a while you have to stand up for something that you believe in. Right? Sometimes there might be something in the world that they're going to take away, but you need to stand up and fight for it. And that's what this gentleman did out in the great state of California.
Well, we hope you've had your dinner because this next story is dedicated.
Saw it on the news and I was like, no.
Well, that's a hard cut there.
That was their
buildup.
Edit that with a shovel?
No. This is just right from the news story.
They did that.
This is their news story. They cut themselves off.
Well, we hope you've had your dinner because this next story is dedicated
to pizza. Dedicated to pizza.
I'm going
to
suggest this might not be a major market station.
This is not L.A.
No, it is not L.A.
Okay.
Saw it on the news, and I was like, no, Little Caesars, you're going to be gone.
What?
Yeah, Little Caesars are going to be gone. And so they talked to this gentleman who was trying to make sure that it doesn't go into the night.
Where am I going to get my pizza? Where am I going to get my hot and ready's?
The guy loves his hot and ready's.
Hot and ready's.
You're going to notice that he is a big fan of his hot
big
and ready's.
Big hot and ready guy.
He's not going to know what to do.
Where am I going to get my pizza? Where am I going to get my hot and ready's? And then I think it was probably later that day or the day after that I started the Facebook page, Save Little Caesars. Pizza on the daily.
Save Little Caesars. They're closing his Little Caesars, and he needs them to save it.
Have you heard of hot and ready's?
I think it's like must be their special of some sort.
It's what's already there for you. So when you don't have to order it, you show up.
Oh, you show up and it's like whatever you have, just a kind of a grab bag situation.
Yep.
Interesting. How do you know it's hot?
No, sorry, sir. All we have is feta and anchovy available right now for our hot and ready.
But it's hot and ready.
Yeah, the reason it's hot, it's in the warming. It's like as you
show up. Just sitting there underneath the light.
Yeah,
the
so it's
lamp.
Been sitting there for hot, 8 hours,
but
9 hours.
But it's hot and ready.
You know what? I'm not sure I've ever actually been.
I've been by
some little.
I love the guy in the little toga, and I like the pizza. And my favorite part of the pizza is he would hit his little like spear down, and the pizzas would flip, and then they'd land back down on the spear. I loved that. He would have two pizzas. He'd go pizza, spike, flip. Back on.
Yeah, I think Little Caesars is known more for their commercials than their actual pizza.
They also sponsored a bowl game for a while. I don't know if they still have the Little Caesars bowl, but they did have a college bowl game.
Yeah, I feel like
it's also owned by the Ilitch family.
There you go.
Owned the Red Wings and the Tigers.
So there you go. Yeah. So maybe they're bigger out there.
Now that's why they're still out there. Because I thought this would be a canceled franchise.
I thought so too.
Save Little Caesars. Pizza on the daily. You know, so we're doing the 21-day pizza salute. The send-off to Kmart and Little Caesars.
So there's the Little Caesars is located like in the Kmart.
I thought maybe he was saying Kmart's going out of business too.
So they're doing
I don't know.
He's doing a 21 pizza salute to try to make sure that they keep the Little Caesars there, but I don't think it's going to work out for him. He's also doing this by himself. There doesn't seem to be a whole lot of people supporting him.
So this has even less of a chance to win than that lawsuit that's been filed in New Orleans to have the NFL replay the final minute 49.
Yeah, that seems like it has some real backing. This
gotcha.
This does not. This is just a gentleman in a toga.
We have a candlelight vigil.
I don't know if that's going to swing it in his favor or not, but I love the effort.
Candlelight vigils, you know,
yeah.
Some young person, you know, needs medical attention
right.
in your town or,
right.
you know, God forbid somebody's missing
together.
For a night or two.
Correct. And then usually there's something happens, but
a
no.
Candlelight vigil for Little Caesars in Kmart?
Yeah, he's trying to save it. He's doing all he can.
We have a candlelight vigil on the 2nd. It's their last day.
So that's coming up.
Oh, no.
That's coming up. February 2nd is their last day, so he's going to be ready to go.
We're going to try to get the district manager to refranchise it and buy a location somewhere close.
That'd be nice. Get the district manager on top. They can usually get things done.
There was a list of, 46 Kmarts closed nationwide.
Oh,
they took the Little Caesars with them.
Because the Little Caesars located inside. Yeah,
I'm probably more worried about the Kmarts than the Little Caesars within the Kmarts.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of folks lost their jobs here, right?
Right, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
46 closings nationwide.
Not good.
I mean, we're holding candle vigils for
well,
pizza.
Well, that's true.
A Little Caesars has been my savior probably for like the last 5 years.
It's what's kept this guy going. It's been his lifeblood.
He's a svelte man, isn't he?
He actually...
been eating Little Caesars for five straight years?
He's not quite as big as you would think if he was really a guy that was, you know, only eating pizza.
He doesn't look like Melissa Etheridge.
Still, unbelievable.
It was
cheap
cold.
Shot at Melissa Etheridge again. 2 days in a row. Unbelievable. He's not like this guy.
He estimated his life would last about 72 years, which is about 5 years less than average based on his frequent consumption of cheeseburgers.
No, it was not quite like that. But yeah, I wouldn't say he's in great shape.
If I'm working 15-hour days, what am I going to do? Go home and make a pizza for another 2 hours, sleep another four, and go back to work for 15? No, I can't do that.
So this guy apparently is working 15-hour days, and then he's claiming...
I can't do that.
But he's also claiming that if he made a pizza at his house, it would take him 2 hours.
Well, he's
that's
got,
not
he
right.
puts a lot of love into those pizzas,
some of those
though.
Frozen pizzas, it's like 15 minutes, and they're delicious. I like them.
Pizza. They're only $1.
You get like Tony's. Remember Elio's back in the day? That was a nice slice.
Hey, you can throw those in your toaster oven. You don't even
no
need
problem.
An oven. Go home and make a pizza for another 2 hours, sleep another four, and go back to work for 15? No, I can't do that.
No.
How many hours is that? I don't think that adds up.
He only got 21 out of 24 hours there.
I don't think he'll check his math. Math is hard.
That does not add up.
I'm broke. Where else am I going to go? I got to go to Little Caesars, and they're on point every time. So,
well, that's good. I mean, if their pizza's on point, I'm not going to fault them. The pictures they were showing in this made me want Little Caesars. It looked delicious. They had it looked like pepperoni lovers, which I would have ordered.
Yeah, it was more pepperoni than cheese on the one.
Yeah, it's pepperoni lovers.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, isn't it?
There's a difference.
Is there even cheese on that
pizza? Underneath the pepperonis.
See, I think you need to find you something you care enough about as much as this guy cares about Little Caesars.
This guy's into it. Hopefully he can find a place close by, because this is going to ruin his life.
I mean, your dog, maybe, your wife, maybe, but yeah, maybe. That'd be about it that you care this much about.
Yeah, oh yeah, at best.
You know, I can't get wrong with $6 hot and ready, but yeah, I was devastated. But it's been the same crew, and you know, that's part of the consistency. It's like it's the same people who care about their jobs, and they, you know, they know how to do it. I don't have ratio problems here.
Yeah.
Like, the ratio is always right. My dough is in a circle, my sauce is in a slightly smaller circle, and my
pizza.
Cheese is in a slightly smaller circle, just like the way pizza should be. Pretty much everything we eat.
is it like the only place on the planet that makes pizzas this way?
Well,
in a circle?
Them, you gotta admit, the ratio can be off. You get a pizza sometimes, there's too much sauce, or there's too much cheese, or there's just something. He likes it. Crust, everything. This perfect guy, ratio.
The best line is it's been the same people.
Yeah, the same people there. That's part of the consistency.
They really must treat their people right.
I think they do.
Pretty much everything we eat is pizza.
Well, that can't possibly be right. And maybe everything you eat is pizza.
No, I like to mix in a veggie once in a while.
There's a lot of other choices in the world, sir.
Pretty much everything we eat is pizza. You know, if you really think about it, what's a sandwich? It's bread, sauce, meat, and then cheese.
Sauce?
It's just a reorder of a pizza. But pizza's special because it's the only thing that tastes like pizza.
I mean, other than a meatball sub, how many sandwiches do you stick sauce on?
Not many. But he contradicts himself because he says everything you eat is pizza, but nothing's pizza but pizza. Listen to this whole stretch again.
It's bread, sauce.
Oops, sorry. Let me start from the beginning.
Pretty much everything we eat is pizza. You know, if you really think about it, what's a sandwich? It's bread, sauce, meat, and then cheese. It's just a reorder of a pizza. But pizza's special because it's the only thing that tastes like pizza.
You just said every sandwich is pizza because you put sauce and cheese on every sandwich. And now you just said pizza's pizza. It's the only thing that's pizza.
Why have you extended this guy's moment to 16 minutes?
I like this guy.
I mean, shouldn't 15 have covered it for this guy? I'm hoping
that they throw him some pizzas before they get out of there.
He's got some.
He should eat free for the next 2 weeks, shouldn't he?
Forget about the burger guy. This guy is the best. Wants, but he's...
Pizza's pizza.
Texter, by the way, says the national anthem was fine. Meatloaf still has it.
Dale's so hung up on Melissa Etheridge. Like, she was ever a sex symbol. Like, move on, Dale. Let the lady live her life. She's badgering her.
She's
it was freezing.
Belly up to the bar at Little Caesars for a week.
It's just unnecessary. I don't like to have that as part of the madness. Did you dump it? Good.
Pizza. But pizza's special because it's the only thing that tastes like pizza. It's bread, sauce, meat, cheese. What isn't that we eat?
What isn't that we eat? You just said sandwiches. So like a bowl of ice cream is not pizza. A bunch of donuts aren't pizza. What is he talking about?
I don't know.
Everything that's not pizza is not pizza. The guy's losing his mind. I think he's really upset with what's going on. That's his biggest problem.
Sauce, meat, cheese. What isn't that we eat? We're going to miss him.
He's kind of like a poet. He's kind of like, is that Shakespearean?
You just put that picture of pizza with that quote in front of it on like Instagram? That's huge.
I think it would sell.
Sauce, meat, cheese. What isn't that we eat?
What isn't that we eat?
We're going to miss them. Hopefully they can relocate somewhere close by. Yep. So save Little Caesars.
So let's see what the news anchors say. See how they follow this up.
I think that's a great argument.
Yeah, I don't disagree with them.
Huh?
You know, pretty much everything I eat is pizza. I love that guy. It's awesome, right? He's passionate.
He's Little C's.
I know, right?
We all knew that guy in college.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's like the weather guy jumping in at the end with like one last little
one
like, hey, I'm a part of this. Yeah, I'm a part of this.
We all knew that guy in college.
All right, relax. We didn't all know that guy.
It's bread, sauce, meat, cheese. What isn't that we eat?
He brings up a lot of good points.
No, not one. Not a single one.
All right, fair enough. But there you go. Good luck to that gentleman.
I want everyone to monitor what they eat and think about that now.
Is it all like pizza?
It might be.
At the end of the day, maybe all we're eating is pizza. Different versions of pizza. Nope.
Makes you think.
No, I don't think it does.
I thought it was steak and potatoes, but no, it was really pizza.
But mostly pizza. God bless that gentleman. Good luck.
Thought I wanted a nice piece of haddock. No, it was just pizza.
Was there sauce and cheese on it? It's like, no, wasn't.
But it's still pizza.
Still pizza.
617-779-7937. Right back to the calls with you, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Pizza's special because it's the only thing that tastes like pizza. It's bread, sauce, meat, cheese. What isn't that we eat? A Little Caesars has been my savior probably for like the last 5 years. No, Little Caesars, you're going to be gone. Where am I going to get my pizza? Where am I going to get my hot and ready's?
Take Dale and Keefe with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
I feel it.
I feel it. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number, huh?
It's feeling a little loose back there, I guess. What is this one?
A little crazy in there.
What is this?
This is Kanye West.
Yeah.
No, it's Ye.
Yay.
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 Ye. Whoever. Ye.
Yay.
It sucks, no matter what. Okay, we get it.
You played it, not us.
Is this pop up, or did you choose this?
I was under the gun on my music choice, so I had to grab something quickly.
Yikes.
When in doubt, just go back to wrestling.
The end of the break surprised you? Oh, my God, look, we're back.
A lot of work goes on behind the scenes here.
There's a lot going on back there, that's for sure. I don't doubt that. But why don't we play like Atlanta artists, or are we saving that for next week?
We have a whole another week, Keith,
okay.
All right. It's like playing Halloween music a week before Halloween.
I don't mind that either. I'll
excite Rossi by saying, the last time I was in Atlanta for a Super Bowl, one of the guests that week at the table was Bill Goldberg.
Hey, already like working on him.
I don't even know what he does now.
Was he undefeated at that point still?
I don't know. He probably was.
Yeah.
What year was this? When was the last Atlanta?
I can't remember
Super
the
Bowl.
Last time.
Atlanta Super Bowl.
I remember there was this gigantic ice storm at the end of the week that basically shut the entire city down. Because everybody was in a panic about that down there. They don't handle that stuff very
no,
well.
No, not their thing. That's for sure.
Let's get back to the calls with you guys, 617-779-7937. Ryan's on the cell phone. Hey, Ryan, how you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Good. Just wanted to go back to the overall incompetence of the NFL referees, but what do you think the chances are the NFL takes a look at the rule changes for this year and says instead of just being able to review calls in New York, they can actually make calls from New York?
I mean, I just...
I'm not sure I'd feel better about Alberto Riveron being the guy who makes the call. He's the guy who runs the replay facility.
Like it was in the Saints game, you know, something like that. Not every single call, but something like that. They can step in and say, "Hey, you guys just clearly missed it."
There should be something in place that you can overrule that play. But my question would be, if you start getting into, "Hey, I thought that was pass interference," or "Hey, I thought that was holding," like, I think that would really slow the games down. Like, when we were talking with William McGinnis earlier, we were saying if everything was reviewable. Now, you couldn't just say you have infinity reviews, but let's say you start winning a bunch of these reviews.
Belichick has always said he wants everything, every call to be reviewable.
Would the game still be 3 hours?
Now, Willie's point is
significantly longer.
You don't review non-calls. In other words...
Well, then you couldn't review what happened on Sunday.
That's his point, that you don't review calls that aren't made. So...
I don't like that, because then what would happen is... refs would start calling everything, right? Because when they say, hey, make sure you always throw the flag, and then we can always look at it, because if you don't throw the flag, then we can't look at it, then that would just lead to more flags. Like, it's tough. There's no right, 100% right answer, because replay is good when they get the calls right, but it sucks when sometimes they look at it a million times and they still get it wrong, or it just interrupts the flow of the game so much. Like, as exciting as the end of Patriots-Chiefs was, how many times are we just looking at, oh, did it hit Edelman? Did Hogan catch it? Like, was this? Like, you're just constantly looking at replays, and that drives you nuts.
Yeah, see, this is one of those, and to Willie's point, they couldn't have reviewed this anyway. In other words,
yeah,
hey, you didn't call holding on that play. We can't review that. And
I don't like that.
Now, the problem here is, obviously, and you had three officials looking right at it. two who were
both within
5-6 yards, and the referee Bill Vinovich, who was standing behind the quarterback, but we've seen video of him staring right at the play.
Yeah. I mean, just two guys locked on it. And how they didn't come together and say, are you sure? I mean, maybe they did, and they both came up with no penalty. I mean, it was obvious. Like, both players, well, obviously Michael Thomas knew, but even the defensive back knew. Like, they all knew. Everybody in the Rams, like, if you could have gotten the camera angle on all the Rams defenders, they were like, oh, God, here it is. Like, was it Sean Payton after the game that made the comment, like, if this was just, like, pickup, like, everybody would have just assumed it was a penalty?
Right.
Like in basketball, like, when you play pickup basketball, and sometimes it's offense calls fouls, sometimes it's defense calls fouls.
You're one of those guys who calls charges, don't you?
I don't call a single thing, actually.
Ever.
When I play. No, I don't. And I hope that the other side doesn't do the same thing. But it's the idea that that's just, that one's so egregious. It's like when a guy goes to the basket and gets decked, and nobody even says a word, and then just that team keeps the ball. Like, that's what that play was. And yet, all the refs that were looking at it came up with nothing. It was crazy.
I'm convinced that what the NFL is now doing is they are just not going to address this. They're not going to say anything. They're not putting out a release because they know that sooner or later, America will tire of this. Now, in New Orleans, they won't. But in the rest of America, they will tire of this discussion and they'll move on to something else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because the word initial talk, Mike Florio said, this rule, as soon as they put out this release, somebody's going to talk about this rule. So what happened was this lawyer basically cut and pasted from Florio's story about this rule and used it in his legal filing because Florio said, by the way, it's our work that you're cutting and pasting from here.
Yeah. But nothing. I don't think anything's going to happen from this.
Like, the lawsuit,
like, you can
nothing.
Fight it. Nothing's going to come from this. But what I do think will come of this is I would not be surprised at all if pass interference was reviewable or if there's some tweak to what is reviewable in the offseason. That would not surprise me at all.
I think that pass interference will become reviewable. But this wasn't, again, it was a non-call. I'm not sure they could have reviewed this.
Unless
in other words, you can review it if he throws the flag, calls pass interference, you say, no, that wasn't pass interference. Then you could go back and change it, but if there's no flag thrown under the
it
current
is a slippery
rules,
slope
you can't
type of
challenge
situation.
A non-call.
No, I know, but maybe that's what they say you can do, is like you can challenge a non-call. Maybe you get one of those a game or some kind of nonsense so you're not just doing it nonstop, but in a situation like that you can do it. Or inside of 2 minutes, because that's another thing where, you know, a lot of these challenges are automatically reviewed inside of 2 minutes. Maybe you add that to the list because this happened, again, with less than 2 minutes to play.
Melvin's in Idaho. Hey, Melvin, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, I have a question about the laser pointer thing that they stuck in Tom Brady's eye.
Yeah.
I think that should be illegal, and it should be somebody should do something about that. Cause, I mean, how would you like if somebody stuck a laser in your eye, or if it's going to hurt your eyes or not, you know? That should not have been a point on legal, and it should have been illegal in the state of, in the Indian football.
I agree, and I think, pardon the pun, but I think it should be eye for an eye, and then that gentleman or woman should have
point
the laser pointer
right in his eye.
Right in her eye for about 20 minutes.
I don't even know if it is illegal. It's almost beside the point. If the Patriots had lost the game, this would be a much bigger deal to me.
Yeah.
The fact that they won the game, you're saying, all right, this guy's a moron.
Just
whoever's
idiot.
Doing it is just a dope.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know how you'd ever find... Unless somebody gives him up, how would you ever find it?
Oof. Well, there's a million cameras in there, right? And you can
Maybe.
See what direction it came from. I mean, you might be able to narrow it down. I mean, you might be able to, once you see that it's on, if you can get different views of the stadium and then kind of zoom in on the seats and then trace it back to the tickets and everything, like, there... There's a chance you could. With the technology they have, they might be able to find it.
I guess it's possible. And you know, I hope they do find this guy. I hope they do identify him. But I'm not sure that you can do anything about it. I mean, I'm not sure if it's against the law. I don't know the answer to that.
Well, it's one of those things where...
Throw him out? Oh, that game happened 3 days ago.
I think it's very similar to throwing something onto the field. Like, that person's also an idiot, should also be removed from the game, and then you kind of move on. Now, maybe this one's a little bit more dangerous, but depending on what object you throw onto the field, like all those idiots that we've heard about that throw batteries onto the field.
Oh, God.
That's even worse, probably. But I think the same type of thing should happen. Definitely get removed from the stadium. If you want to try to ban them from the stadium, you can. I don't know how you
like
really
do that.
Like the
guy at Foxborough this year who
threw
the beer at
Tyreek Hill. I think it's very
now
similar.
Now he's banned for life. Well,
oh, fine. Good luck.
Theoretically, yes, but realistically...
How you really do that,
yeah.
I don't know, but... Worth a shot. At least it's a mean thing or a harsh thing to say.
Julie's up in Maine. Hey, Julie.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Okay, so I have something sort of ridiculous to say.
Oh,
love
good.
It. Bring it on.
First of all, let me say I love the Patriots, okay? So
okay.
Let me put that out there.
That,
but,
get that out of the way.
My husband and I like to look at the kind of conspiracy theories, and he almost knocked me down in the kitchen last night. I said,
not what physically.
Not. I mean, we are not an advocate of that, Julie.
We can't condone that, Julie.
No, like, you know, gave me a good, like, bump, like, fun bump. There's no.
I don't like where this is going, Julie.
No.
What town do you live in?
Knock it off.
Okay, go ahead.
Jeez, this is taking a turn.
Okay, so this is what I said. I said, what if Tom Brady actually decided not to play hard or kind of pulled back in the last, say, four games of the regular season? To kind of make it seem like they weren't doing very well and they wouldn't be something to battle. And my husband just like went, oh my God, I can't believe he's like.
And then he knocked you down, which.
But frankly, we are not in
favor
of.
We're having people investigate right now.
Julia.
Rope-a-dope. You're saying rope-a-dope.
If you're suggesting that Tom Brady actually threw some games, I have a hard time understanding that.
I don't think
you guys. I'm not saying it in a mean way. I just like you got to understand. Like it was a joke, but I said it, and he went, "Oh my God!" The whole country.
So I would just say because I've heard this theory. It was described a little bit differently than that, but just that you know they weren't full go all season, or they were okay, kind of not playing their best football until the end. And her theory would be off a little bit because their last two games of the regular season against bad teams, they played really well. And so their four best games, we hit on this earlier, have been their four best games. Two playoff games, two regular season
and
games.
And oh, by the way, I have suggested that coincides with Tom Brady's knee feeling better.
But they also would, and I agree with that, and they wouldn't have thrown home field advantage. Like if you love
Never.
These different theories, they wouldn't have done that. It's too much of a risk to then have to go to Kansas City, which is not an easy place to play at all. So I love a good conspiracy theory, but I am going to reject that one. The rope-a-dope theory. I'm out of the rope-a-dope.
If we had asked Julie what fun bumping means, do you think she'd have gone there with us?
I'm not even joking. I don't even think that's a... we might want to star 69 her and make sure everything's okay.
Well, no. The knocking down thing is different, but I can think of ways that fun bumping could not be that bad, but...
Deal. Between Melissa
consenting
and
adults
and now fun bumping
consenting adults
she said her boyfriend knocked her down in
yeah,
the
that
kitchen
that was different yeah then she said
that's
it was more like
right.
a fun bump
that's not right at all
they were probably excited two bodies run they did like the chest bump thing she took
they
the
say
pill.
Most domestic violence cases happen in the kitchen
and starts with a fun bump
yeah I guess that's I don't like where that was going at all and I reject the theory.
Well, that too.
On top of it.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.